Hare Krishna. Today I uploaded a pre-recorded conversation that I had just before I left Hungary about two of them actually, about the importance of the counselor system, which now is at its first year in Hungary, and we had 1 year of serious trial year, which was extremely successful. Two main places where it's functioning is in Budapest and in New Brajadam, and now we're extending it to other towns as well. Prabhu and his wife Kishori were here, they went to Eger and Debrecen and spoke about the principles, and we're going to try to extend it even to other places where there are Namharas and preaching centers. And in New Brajadam they have weekly meetings, counselor groups, obviously, and then regular meetings with the counselees along with their counselors, and in Budapest they have them bi-weekly. And for me it's a it's something that you've heard me speak about to different devotees. I encourage its adoption wherever I go, albeit I'm not traveling so much. Just for the sake of having and providing for devotees systematic association, sadhu sangha, which is really important, indeed I'd say compulsory for devotees who are really serious about advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu Sangha can provide you with everything. And, of course, we get Sadhu Sangha. We get Sadhu Sangha either for those who are living in temples through service. We get Sadhu Sangha by devotees who come to the temple and do temple service, come to the Sunday program or other programs. This is meant to give, actually, that association some structure, guidelines, certain requirements from those who are participating in the counselor system. It has a structure, a set of rules. There are rights that you get on the basis of certain obligations. And myself as a spiritual master, it gives me a sense of confidence. The disciples are being taken care of not only on the basis of their service, not only if they happen to have devotee friends or have devotee friends, obviously, but in a very organized, systematic way. And I think it's almost compulsory that for me, if I'm to take responsibility for disciples, and I have somewhere in the excess of 400 disciples, between 400 and 500 disciples, as an individual, it's not possible for me to actually give them the type of personal, interactive guidance, inspiration, assistance that they deserve in order to get the most out of Krishna consciousness. I have the podcast. I have disciples mostly in Hungary and the UK. In the UK I'm not traveling so much, but in Hungary I'm there all of the time. But even then, giving classes, I don't have the facility in any way to be able to regularly associate with 400 devotees, what to speak of spiritual masters who have more disciples than that. And over the many, many years of my experience with Krishna consciousness, I've been approached an innumerable number of times by devotees who are engaged in full-time service who say, I don't have any friends. Although they're associating with so many devotees, although they're engaged in service full-time with others, but they don't feel the personal reciprocation or the investment in their personal development separate from the responsibilities of service that gives them the feeling that they actually have friend, they have friends, they have someone who cares about them and who just talks about them as distinct from what they're doing or how they're doing their service or what particular results that they're doing, but just about themselves, know about themselves, inspires them, helps them overcome whatever obstacles are there in Krishna consciousness, and is more a caring-based, person-based relationship as opposed to a service-result-oriented relationship. And of course the two are interlinked. I'm very very concerned. I'm happy that in the UK they also have the counselor system. I haven't communicated as much with devotees over there in Hungary since I'm there a lot. I'm more or less trying to tell disciples that it's really compulsory, that I want them to be involved because I want them to get the most out of Krishna consciousness. And I'm sure that this will actually help them do that rather than have them sort of work it out on their own in some spontaneous way or interact with other devotees or other temples in a unstructured or unsystematic format. So I haven't talked about what the structure is, what the format is. That's part of the counselor system for devotees who are interested in that. I would suggest that they find out about it, find out more about it. If they're in any yatra where the counselor system is starting to be established or is established, then I would suggest finding out more and discussing with those who are organizing it, with counselors, and trying to understand what it actually is really meant to do in language of Radhanath Maharaj and Niranjan Swami Maharaj and others. It's about devotee care. It's specifically about caring about devotees. Not that temples and other parts of the Krishna consciousness movement are not about devotee care, but this is specifically about devotee care, or rather exclusively about the care of the devotees, so that they become more balanced, productive, enthusiastic Sankirtan devotees, preachers, grihastas, fathers, mothers, children, and so many of the other duties that we have in terms of our services, in terms of our work, in terms of our ashram, and so on. That was part of the discussions that I put on for tomorrow and another one for the day after. And that's it from here today and tomorrow, Toronto. And we'll continue on tomorrow. Hare Krishna.